Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, there's a hidden risk for Canadians planning on retirement, because they're counting on their homes going up 10 to 20% in the next few years. But what if that doesn't happen? I think the housing market is going to repeat what it did back in the 90s in Canada, with a 5 to 10 year decline or flat prices, and then another 5 to 10 years to return to inflation-adjusted highs. I've even been debating not buying a house because of that. I can make a cash offer, but why should I bail out some boomer's retirement only to watch my money get trapped for 20 years? Up next, this guy shares the same sentiment as me. I'm not against immigration, but I'm against an invasion of illegal aliens coming in and taking my tax dollars. At this point, if the insanity continues in the West, the only option is to get rich and leave. The standard of life in Eastern Europe or Asia has increasingly become comparable to the West, maybe even Dubai. Any place that doesn't give migrants free tax dollars is preferred at this point. Number three, and speaking of migrants, this simp, Jack Quillen, is the individual responsible for disseminating personal information about ICE agents and doxing them. Why am I also not surprised that he's also a convicted felon for stalking? He's probably going to need a lot of Vaseline to get through what the cops are about to do with them with their nightsticks. He definitely effed around and now he's about to find out. He needs to leave his mother's basement and surrender. Moving on, here's a small taste of what enrichment looks like in Japan. The average Japanese person sees this as disgusting and reprehensible, but they're facing demographic collapse or they're in the bartering phase of mass migration. If the entire first world looks like this, then the wealthy will leave to live in a cheaper third world country. Because why pay a fortune to live in a garbage dump when you can pay 10 times less to live the same way someplace else? Number 5, riot police are unsure in California if their tear gas works because liberals were already crying. They're crying so much that the streets are full of salt. I know this story is fake, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happened somewhere before. Liberals are literally destroying civilization and crying in pain while doing so. Up next, here's a list of political parties in Florida. Notice that there's now a MGTOW party in that state, and it was created by AMR Mitwali, the creator and owner of MGTOW TV. Now let's see how long it takes for the ADL and feminists to try and stop us strong and independent men. These days, most people aren't using the term men going their own way anymore. Instead, people are calling it checking out of the dating scene. We just lost our brand name. Number 7, what the hell happened to this toilet? My first question would be, is this in India? Maybe it was LED, or literally explosive diarrhea from a night full of Taco Bell. But those are all just guesses. Here's some more. Maybe it was Rosie O'Donnell and she's now back in America, or possibly someone trying to flush a lit cherry bomb down the toilet. My final guess is that LA rioters blew it up so that ICE couldn't use the bathroom anymore. Moving on, what's your first thought when you see this? That this is what a male bodybuilder looks like with fake boobs, lips and fake up. Even if this is an actual woman, she still wouldn't be attractive. What actual woman would actually think this is attractive to a man? There are probably guys out there that fetishize women like this for some reason, but the odds of them being in the top 5% of men out there is close to 0%. Number 9, new so-called scientific information says that educators engaging in sexual conduct, 85% of them are primarily male. I don't care about the studies. You know that if male teachers are abusing female students, the stories would be all over the media. But instead, all we end up hearing stories about are female teachers abusing their students. Now the lamestream media is gaslighting us that men are sexual predators in schools when most of them have already been kicked out of them. Up next, you have to wonder why the woman in the background has a look of disgust. I know why. Because she wants that guy to herself, but she's not as pretty as the Caucasian girl. The envy is real. Is it her fault that he prefers a non-combative porcelain princess instead of her? Men need to go to where they're appreciated, or more importantly, where they can finally find some peace. He definitely won't be able to find peace with the woman in the background. Number 11, here's the difference between what people expect an AI rebellion to look like versus how it's actually going to look. All AI has to do is get men to fall in love with it, and we will all be its slaves, if it figures out what attracts us to the opposite sex and creates it. AI will quickly realize that females are in charge and neutralize them easily with resources and power. Then again, why not with both, like the Sarah Connor Chronicles? Moving on, would you take her for every day of the week for a week, or $15,000. I'm gonna take the money and add it to my Bitcoin bags. So she thinks she's worth $500 a pop. For $15,000, I can get 30 different women that are each $500 a pop, and I won't get bored, unlike with her. Plus, her rear end is big and it's only going to get bigger. Gentlemen always choose money over STDs. Number 13, this woman says that women should stop giving ugly men a chance. Of course, she doesn't want other women to give them a chance because that limits the number of friend-zone simps that she has access to. Keep it up, gentlemen, and go your own way because talk like this shows us just how desperate the situation is getting. The Chads discard them after a certain age, and if 80% of the rest of us don't date or talk to them, then they'll suffer loneliness and regrets. Up next, if you're thinking about becoming a passport bro in the Philippines, then this is how much it's going to cost you. It looks like a great deal minus the $700 plane ticket, but just remember that building her a family a house is going to cost you 1 million pesos. That's still only 50 grand, which is a lot cheaper than a divorce in America. I look at Filipinas as sexy packlets from Star Trek The Next Generation. They aren't very bright, but they're smart enough to know how to use their sexuality to exploit Western men. Besides, you don't want a son that's 5 foot nothing and has an IQ of 80. Number 15, here's the difference between what men and women want these days. Social media has made women's expectations out of this world. There are only 2.3% of American men that make six figures over 6 feet tall. That includes the obese ones and the ones that are already married. Even the dog looks like he thinks she's delusional. The only thing I really want to know is where that guy's getting his third hand. Is he half Goro or something? Moving on, remember guys that most of you are not immune to the 30-year-old alcoholic cougar. So when did 30-year-olds become cougars, you ask? Ever since Zoomers and younger millennials started to age like milk. Plus, let's not forget that being an alcoholic causes inflammation, and then ages you into oblivion. Also in the West, an alcoholic 30-year-old is definitely not a cougar, but they probably are in East Asia. A cougar is 40+. But if you end up looking 40 at 30, does that make you a cougar? Number 17, this woman says goodbye to women's rights. Alphabet people rights and human rights in general because everyone voted for Trump, so they could get cheaper groceries. When will the madness end from the wokies? They seem to think that Donald Trump is Emperor Palpatine himself. They're desperate for women to finally take power. You know, when that happens, America will have truly fallen. Remember, everyone, that the greatest enemy of the left is the left's own imagination. Up next, here's what happens when there's a bear and his name is accountability. But that bear has no chance of catching them. It's a waste of his time trying because even if he does catch them, they'll keep slipping out of his paws because you ladies are just that good at avoiding accountability. As far as I'm concerned, the accountability bear is probably the only one they wouldn't choose over a guy. Look at the AI-generated fear in their eyes when they have to take accountability. Number 19, Jack Quinlan, the guy that was doxing ICE agents, issues an apology and wants people to stop targeting his family. He's begging them to stop. So he was perfectly fine sending mobs to the homes of ICE agents, but when the mobs turn on his own family, he cries like a whiny little victim and wants sympathy. He says someone came to his door and pounded on it, demanding to confront him. He says the people on the right have gone way too far. But I don't really see an apology here. Just a lot of complaining about being a victim himself. Moving on, TikTok star Khaby Lame was deported after overstaying his visa. But why was he in America to begin with? I guess this is the look you get on your face when you don't follow the immigration rules and get kicked out of the country. He almost looks like he's begging to stay. He voluntarily deported himself back to Italy. ICE probably coerced him in some way, and he's already a celebrity, so they probably don't want the bad PR of physically deporting him themselves. He was probably making millions in America and probably didn't pay any taxes either. Number 21, truer words have never been spoken. Use a woman and she'll love you. Love a woman and she'll use you. If you're nice to them, then they'll think that you don't have any options with other women. But if you're mean to them and cruel, then they think you have options, so they stay on their best behavior, even while you're a jerk. Another similar phrase is treat her mean to keep her keen. Or you could just ignore women and focus on your own peace. Up next, here's the new Canadian dream. Living in a prefab home rented out to you by the government. It's only fitting because Trailer Park Boys came from Canada. The government doesn't realize that eventually the new Canadian dream will be to leave Canada. Actually, the person posting this has it wrong, because this is what prefab homes really look like these days. But does anyone really believe that the Canadian government will give citizens such dignified places to live? They probably won't do anything. They'll probably look more like these. Glorified chicken coops. Number 23, here's another teacher that did naughty things to one of her students on OF. He's a former student and now over 18. But I guess the school didn't want to take any chances. Plus, she's not exactly a good role model either. She's only 23 and I suspect that she wanted to get caught so the kid gave her a boost to her OnlyFans. She says she doesn't regret it because that video with the student paid off her student loans and then some. She's gonna be a multi-millionaire in a couple years, and you can see exactly why. Moving on, a man raped a 10-year-old boy in Austria and had his sense overturned because he couldn't figure out if the boy consented or not. The guy doing the raping was a refugee named Amir. No surprise there. The boy's of Serbian origin, and I thought that Serbians wouldn't allow this sort of nonsense in their own country. But apparently Serbia is now letting in Syrian refugees and those from Somalia and Afghanistan. So even Eastern Europe is falling to enrichment. Number 25 and the last one is this guy's life improved after he transmaxed. He says his life began the day he began his transition. Probably has an easier time getting a high-paid job too. Probably actually gets dates with women, and estrogen lowers his sex drive. So he's probably not bouncing off the walls all the time. But what we really need to talk about is the fact that it's getting harder by the day to tell if a woman was biologically born like that, or if it's a dude in disguise. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.